Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your first and your last name, please?
Yes, Tiffany. My name is Bernadette Malloy.
Okay, thank you. And what's your zip code, ma'am?
07002.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, let me see what I can pull up for you.
A mess. That's what.
Okay, give me your last name again.
Malloy. M-O-L-L-O-Y.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I don't see you in our system. May I ask what you're calling reference to?
I have a cancellation number. Would that help you?
It sure will.
Let's see now. K for kitten, C for Carol, 021. Let's see if that works.
Okay, no, that's not pulling up. How much was the charge for?
$56.95. They did it twice.
Okay, can you give me that last four numbers of the card that was charged?
Yeah, 4205.
4205. That should pull it up. Let's see.
And I have a verification number. Oh, I don't have it.
That's okay. You don't have to give me that. I just pulled it up for you. Verify your shipping address, ma'am.
50 East 21st Street, apartment 627, Bayonne, New Jersey, 07002.
Okay, thank you. All right. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I never permitted this to come off. And I never do these things, but because they're bogus. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I went in and I paid the $7.95, but the gentleman yesterday, he took that off because he said the other two were going to come off. Because I said, if you put something on for that price, $7.95, and then you say you're a winner, and you can pick what you want, okay? And so I picked a backpack for my son who's paralyzed in bed. And I figured I could help him put his stuff in there. Well, then I'm getting charged for the backpack. You know, $56.95. And I spoke with, I don't know, it's Wells Fargo? No. Yeah, see, I don't know who gave me the verification. I wrote it incorrect. I don't know who gave me a verification number. But they were supposed to give me credit on both of that amount of money.
Okay, now I see where you have called in 1, 2, 3 times today. Now, when
not today, I didn't.
Yesterday, I'm sorry, the 21st. Today is the 22nd.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you called in, they did explain to you that this account was open the 18th of February. That was for that technical bag where you paid the shipping cost of $7.95.
Right.
Now, within 3 days, they were trying to charge you for a membership, which that was for $56.95. Ma'am, that charge did not come out of your account. That charge was declined.
Both of them were declined?
And I see in their notes as well that they said that you're stating that you have two charges of $56.95. No,
yeah.
Ma'am. On our end, you only had one charge of the $56.95, and that was declined.
All right, so good. That's the coin. That's out because
mm-hmm.
I don't want the merchandise. And
right.
If I do receive it in the meantime, it's going to go back.
Okay.
All right, then I got to go to the bank for the other 56. Somebody put it in twice. So I don't know if it was done on your end or whose end, but it's in here two times.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Now it
So.
now I don't know if it's associated up under another phone number or not, but you can see if it has a different phone number from the one that you're speaking to me on now.
Yes, because I'm looking at it. It's on my cell phone. And yeah, it's double. They took out, I don't know who they is. They
Right.
took it out twice. Your Better Goods, whatever, took it out twice. So somebody most likely hit a wrong key in your system, but I have it here twice.
Okay, now you can call back if you like. You can call back with your bank on the line so they can verify that to us. Because on our end, we're only seeing that one charge of the $56.95, and it was declined.
It was declined. All right. Okay. What I'll do is I go over there. It's easier for me.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
My eyes. All right. I'll watch the system and watch it go. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're
Okay,
more than.
Tiffany.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome, Ms. Bernadette. Thank you for calling
Okay,
customer service.
sweetheart.
Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.